God, I'm thankful for your presence here tonight. Now, I'm afraid that sometimes people think, oh, it's singing night. It's not important. As if singing praises to God could ever not be important. And I'm thankful to you and for your presence here this evening and for the wonderful singing that we've had. I try on singing nights to base invitations off some of the songs that we sing. And last month talked about It Is Well With My Soul, written by H.G. Spafford and put to music by a man named Philip Bliss. The song I want to talk about tonight also came, it was penned and put to music by Philip Bliss. He was a songwriter in the 1800s, and he traveled with a preacher for a time whose name was Moody. And Moody in his sermons would often tell the story about a boat. A ship that was trying to come into harbor at Cleveland on Lake Erie. And he said it was during a terrible storm in the middle of the night, and it was dark. And they could see the lighthouse, and the captain asked, "Are we certain that is Cleveland?" He said, "Is that lighthouse Cleveland?" And his navigator said, "It is most certainly Cleveland." He said, "But where then are the lower lights?" And they said, "They must be out." And he said, "Well, can we make the harbor?" And he said, "We must or we will perish." And he turned the wheel of the boat toward what he thought might be the entrance to the harbor, but instead he only found the rocks. And the boat was destroyed there in that lake, in that storm, with great loss. You see, the lower lights were those lights that were placed along the shoreline. They were the lights, while the lighthouse showed you that where a particular landmark was, those lower lights showed you where the port or the harbor entrance was. They would come to a point, and then the black in between the lights would be the entrance harbor, and that's how you would steer your way into the harbor in the middle of the night. Back in the 1800s, not having electricity, those lights had to be lit by people. It was their responsibility to go and to light those individual lights so that ships might see their way into the port. You know, Jesus Christ is the light. He is the lighthouse that shines on the hill. He cannot be missed. But yet we have the responsibility, do we not, to keep the lights lit along the shore. To keep the lower lights burning. That people might know how to get into the harbor that Jesus Christ, the light that He shows is there. And yet we direct them to the entrance. We bring them to where they can find safety by our efforts. Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. He says, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Christ's sake. For God who said, 'Let our light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure, the Word of God, the light of Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels." That's us. We are those earthen, those clay vessels that God has placed His glorious light within that it might be shown or manifested to others. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Christ also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. But having this same spirit of faith, according to what is written, 'I believe, therefore I speak,'" or spoke. "We believe, therefore we speak." Speak what? We speak forth the light, the gospel, that people might see the harbor and find safety in the storm. Oh, go ahead and open your songbooks to the invitation song. It says, "Brightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Trying now to make the harbor in the darkness. Trim your feeble lamp, my brother, some poor sailor, tempest tossed. Trying now to make the harbor in the darkness may be lost. Let the lower lights be burning. Send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says to let your light shine that others may see the true light, God. May we be those lower lights. This evening, if you're not a child of God and you haven't obeyed the gospel, we want you to know that we want to show you the entrance to the heart that Christ has provided. We want to direct you to the light. We can. You do that by believing in Christ's opinion. Show the way. You are to be manning the lower lights so that others might see the harbor that the lighthouse designates. You've forgotten to be there. Begin again tonight. If we can assist you in any way in coming to Christ and finding the safety of the harbor of salvation, I want you to know that it's coming.